श्री कृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभु नित्यानंद श्री अद्वैत गदाधर श्रीवासादि गौर भक्तवृंद हरे कृष्णा हरे कृष्णा 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 हरे 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 राम हरे राम 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 हरे हरे कृष्णा हरे कृष्णा 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 हरे 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 राम 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 हरे हरे
कृष्णा हरे कृष्णा 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 हरे 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 राम 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 हरे हरे
हरे कृष्णा 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 हरे 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 राम 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 हरे हरे
हरे कृष्णा 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 हरे हरे
हरे कृष्णा 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 हरे 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 राम 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 हरे हरे
हरे कृष्णा
कृष्णा कृष्णा हरे हरे
हरे राम 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 हरे हरे
हरे कृष्णा 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 हरे 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 राम 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 हरे हरे
कृष्णा 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 हरे 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 राम 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 हरे हरे
हरे कृष्णा 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 हरे 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 राम राम Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare,
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna,
Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama,
Rama, Hare Hare.
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna,
Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna,
Krishna
Krishna, Krishna Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama,
Rama
Rama, Rama Hare Hare.
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, राम राम हरे हरे।
हरे कृष्णा 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 हरे हरे, हरे राम 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 हरे हरे।
हरे कृष्णा 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 हरे हरे, हरे राम 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 हरे हरे।
हरे कृष्णा हरे कृष्णा 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 हरे हरे, हरे राम 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 हरे हरे।
नित्य गौरांग नित्य गौरांग गौर हरे,
नित्य गौरांग नित्य गौरांग नित्य गौरांग गौर हरे,
नित्य गौरांग गौर हरे,
नित्य गौरांग गौर हरे।
सची माता प्राण धन गौर हरे,
माता प्राण धन गौर हरे।
प्रभुपा जय श्रील प्रभुपा,
जय प्रभुपा जय श्रील प्रभुपा।
हरे कृष्ण
हरे कृष्ण। ओम ज्ञानतिमिरन्धस्य ज्ञानाञ्जनशलाकया चक्षुः उन्मीलितं येन तस्मै श्रीगुरवे नमः। नमः ओं विष्णुपादाय कृष्णप्रेष्ठाय भूतले श्रीमते भक्ति वेदांत स्वामिनिति नामिने। नमस्ते सारस्वते देवे गौरवाणी प्रचारिणे निर्विशेष शून्यवादी पाश्चात्य देश तारिणे वांछाकल्पतरुभ्यश्च कृपा सिंधुभ्य एव च पतितानां पावनेभ्यो वैष्णवेभ्यो नमो नमः। जय श्री कृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभु नित्यानंद श्री अद्वैत गदाधर श्रीवासादि गौर भक्तवृंद। हरे कृष्ण 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 हरे हरे, हरे राम 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 हरे हरे।
हरे कृष्ण। वी वेलकम ऑल ऑफ यू फॉर द पार्ट टू ऑफ मेथड्स मूड एंड मेलोस ऑफ द गेम पीटी कोर्स। Last time I devoted sufficient time for the methods. So I was telling all of you about three doors after which one will get to see Krishna eye to eye, after one crosses through the three doors. So what are those three doors? The body, the mind and the heart. So last time I devoted time to explain about how to keep the body in such a way that it will be very favorable and conducive for opening the door and going to the next door. So I devoted a lot of time explaining about sleep, about keeping good health and the eating habits and keeping the body steady and then pronouncing clearly and in this way we focused on the body, and to some degree the second door also we talked about the mind little bit. Now we will talk a little more about the second and the third door today. Read the talk today. I felt that many of the attendees had requested me to speak more on chanting, at least a couple of lectures, so our chanting can become more effective. So, I can put on the screen something, you can type it. Yeah, please see these four statements. Give up neglect. Neglect means let us not chant negligently, carelessly, while looking here, looking there, letting the mind wander. Let us not do that. Connect with regret. And like Lord Chaitanya is regretting in the second verse of Shikshashtakam. Durdaiva midrisha mihajanina anuragaha. Oh Krishna, you know, you are so merciful. You are appearing in so many names, Govinda, Keshava, Madhava, Madhusudana, Gopal, so many names. But although in each of these names there is so much spiritual potency, by uttering these names and remembering you, a devotee can cleanse the heart, become free from all material bondage, awaken love for God and go back to Godhead. But I am taking these names very casually. Let me not be neglectful. So let me repent and connect with your holy name with attention and worship the Lord with respect and chant with delight. Chant joyfully. One need not consider chanting to be burdensome or botheration or intrusion in our own other programs. One should actually chant the holy name with delight. Just like you take prasadam. How do you take prasad? We take prasad with delight. In fact, we are in samadhi with the prasadam plate. We forget the whole world all around us. Like that we can chant the holy name, understanding it to be the most important activity. And by which we make a sambandha with the Lord, connection with the Lord. So, if we can follow these four simple clues, we can go from the first door to the second door now of the mind. So those people who chant negligently, they do aparadhanam. And that aparadhanam actually makes us gradually lose taste for chanting, and chanting becomes very burdensome. Somebody was asking, Prabhu, can we chant along with watching TV? Or can we chant while driving a scooter or a car? People ask like that. Which is actually a sign of disinterest or neglect in chanting the holy name. One should give the best attention to the holy name. And also, many people don't feel a kind of regret or repentance for having neglected the name. So therefore, the second door is very important as we come from the body to the mind. Once the body is well set and stable, let us see with our mind what are we supposed to do. Our mind has three aspects: thinking, feeling and willing. So we should think about the sambandha between the soul and God, which is called sambandha jnana. And also abhidaya means how to perform the sadhana in such a manner that it will be effective. The sadhana will be effective and it will be able to reach the Lord's attention. So that is abhidaya. So Sambandha and Abhidaya are very important. Sambandha means sambandha between who and whom. See the word sambandha. The word bandha means bound together. So, like sometimes you see a family coming, husband, wife and maybe two or three children. They come to the temple. So the husband comes to the men's side along with his one son. And the lady goes to the women's side along with her two daughters. And they are all attending the program. At one point, the wife feels that it's getting late now. We have to go home. So she sends a message, SMS, to the husband. And immediately you will see, from that side Mataji will get up, this side Prabhuji will get up, along with his son. So they all will meet at the door, and they will go and board the car, and return home together. Because they have sambandha, they are connected, they are bound together as one family. So therefore, they come together, they go back to home together, so they have a feeling of strong connection. Therefore, when two families come together to get a marriage done, so we call them a sambandhis, we call it. So sambandha, one meaning is relationship. They have a relation with each other, all the family members. Another meaning of sambandha is they are bound together by attachment and emotion, and they are all concerned about each other. Similarly, Krishna and his devotees have sambandha. Sambandha means, you hurt a devotee, then Krishna gets hurt. You please a devotee, Krishna gets pleased. Similarly, you hurt Krishna, devotee gets hurt. If somebody is making an effort to please Krishna, then devotee gets pleased. Oh, for my Krishna deity, he has given nice dress, he has given nice ornaments. Oh, he is giving me some facilities for putting up a nice festival for my deities. Just like in Madhavendra Puri's pastime, you know, when Madhavendra Puri gave the sandalwood to the Gopinath temple and told the Brahmanas that we will make Chandan and apply on Gopinath. So they became jubilant. They said, how wonderful it is that our Gopinath is going to get every day full Chandan, top of the head to tip of the toe, whole body, they are going to apply Chandan every day. So the Chandan is going to be very cooling for Gopinath, but the Gopinath's pujaris are very happy. Why? Our master got very nice service now. The cooling Chandan on his body, they are very happy. So you make Krishna happy, devotees are happy. If you hurt Krishna, then devotees are hurt. Same way, when devotees are hurt, like Prahlad is hurt, you know, Lord Vishnu gets very hurt by Hiranyakashipu's behavior. So therefore, there is a sambandha between the two. So we also have a relationship with the Lord. And the sambandha means it's like a tripod. Krishna, Maya and Jiva. What is the sambandha between Krishna and Jiva? Mamai vamsho jiva loke jiva bhuta sanatanaha manashashtanindriyani pakritistani karshati. Arjuna, all these jivas you see, millions of them, they are all my children, my parts and parcels, Krishna says. But now they have come into this material world where they are encaged in a material body, grass body and subtle covering over them. And they are struggling to enjoy. They are actually not supposed to be struggling to enjoy, because I am Purusha and they are Prakriti. Prakriti is supposed to be enjoyed by Purusha. Purusha is the master, Prakriti is a servant. Prakriti is female and Purusha is the male. So the Lord said that these are all Prakriti. By rendering service to the Supreme Lord, the Jiva becomes happy. But here the Jivas, instead of rendering seva, they are demanding service from others, for themselves. They are trying to become Purusha, and they can never be happy like that. Imagine you go to a company as a graduate engineering training. You are supposed to assist your boss, or assist the HOD in the company. Now you go and sit in HOD's seat, and tell all the employees in the department who are working for 10-15 years, tell them, all of you serve me now. How it will be? The same day they will, throw a person out thinking that he has gone berserk, he's gone crazy, send him out of the company. Because he's a new boy who has joined now, he's supposed to be serving the HOD, and he's sitting in his seat and telling others to serve him. Similarly, the Jiva comes in this world trying to become a master, imitation master. Just like a small kid once went with the father to his hospital. The father was a doctor. He has a big hospital, there are 100 people waiting outside. He took him into his room. And while the father was making some things ready for treating the patients, the child went and sat in the father's seat, saying that, oh, now I will sit in my father's seat. And then he took a stethoscope and put in his ears, saying, I am doctor now. Do you think he really becomes a doctor? He's an imitation doctor. Simply by sitting in father's seat and putting stethoscope doesn't make him a doctor. So similarly, all the jivas you find in this world are trying to imitate God. So therefore, the sambandha has to be understood properly. Actually, we are all under Krishna in loving relationship. But if we neglect that relationship, then we come under maya. Krishna boli asai jiv anadi bahirmukha atayeva maya deya samsara dukha. Mayadev is giving us dukkha because we have turned away from Krishna and doing mischievous activities in this world. So we get dukkha, he says. And one more verse. Krishna bolya sai jeva bhoga vancha kare nikatastha maya tare deyasam nikatastha maya tare japati adhare. He says that when jiva becomes forgetful of Krishna, then he is captured by maya. Just like if a person breaks the state law, he is captured by the police and put in the jail. Same with maya also. Maya is there to catch only those who become forgetful of Krishna and indulge in mischievous activities. So, these two verses talk about jiva's relationship with maya. Maya Devi is Durga Mata, who is subjecting all the jivas to the three gunas, rajoguna, tamoguna, sattoguna. Therefore, we suffer in this world because of forgetting Krishna. The moment you remember Krishna and start going towards Him, the grip of maya on you will become slackened. Gradually, rajoguna, tamoguna will be gone. You will come to sattoguna. After that, you will go beyond sattva to vishuddha sattva. Then we are completely under Krishna's guidance and Krishna's shelter. So, this is sambandha between maya and jiva. And what is sambandha between Krishna and maya? Krishna says that, Devi hiyesha gunamayi mama maya duratyaya mame vaye prapadyante mayam yetam tarantite. Krishna says this. This threefold, three gunamayi Durga Mata, Durga Devi. He's saying she's mama maya, Krishna is telling. She is actually like a prime minister, for example. Not only is the leader of the citizens of the country, he's the leader of the people in the jail also. Saying that the jail is also one of the energies of the government. Like that Lord is saying, mama maya adurathyaya. So that is Krishna and maya sambandha. Maya Devi is Krishna's sister and Krishna's shakti, like a tuition teacher appointed by a father to train the child to come to the right path, to study well and everything. So Krishna's appointed Durga Mata to train us to become free from mischief. So that is sambandha between Krishna and Durga. And Krishna and Jiva, I told you. Mamai Vamsho Jiva Loke, I told you. Then Jiva and Durga Mata, I told you. Two verses, Krishna Bulya verses. So now you understand this triangle. Krishna and Durga and Jiva. So now, spiritually speaking, the Jiva Sambandha is only with Krishna, not with Maya. When you get a material body, then the material body is under the clutches of Durga. But the spirit soul is always a child of Krishna, eternally. We are always a part and parcel of Krishna only. So which means if we become free from maya, then our sambandha with Krishna becomes very stronger. And we go back to Godhead. Therefore I told you, give up the neglect, connect with regret, worship with respect Krishna, and chant with delight. When we do this, so in this way we have to think about this truth very deeply. Who am I? Jivara Sarupo Hoy, Krishna Nitya Das. We have to strengthen this understanding very deeply. So in order for us to strengthen this understanding, three things we need to know. Who am I? I am an atomic particle of consciousness and Krishna's eternal servant. That is my identity. I am a very tiny jiva. And I am part and parcel of Krishna. I am Krishna's servant. Okay, who is Krishna? Krishna is the infinite conscious entity and my only master. Nobody else is my master. Krishna is my master. He is my master and I am Krishna Das. I am servant. And what is this material world? The material world is a house of correction, which means to reform my tendency to remain absent in that relationship with Krishna. So it's a house of correction. So these three things have to be internalized by us. The material world is a house of correction. To correct my, you know, cutting off from Krishna and mischievously acting, so that to correct that is a house of correction. And Krishna is a master who is infinitely powerful. And I am his servant who is insignificant, tiny servant. So these three things have to be remembered by studying the scriptures. We can study ocean of books, knowledge, but we have to come to this correct understanding of our sambandha with Krishna. What is my exact relationship with Krishna? So by that, by establishing that sambandha only, then we get stronger in this type of relationship. Because no matter how much we balance the body very nicely, if the mind is running here and there, then we cannot concentrate. So in the mind, these are the things that we should think about. Thinking with the mind means sambandha jnana and abhideya jnana, about the chanting also. How should I chant? We will come to that. Correct. So, when we chant the holy names, we just as you feel thirsty for water, you feel hunger for food, without putting food and without putting water, you will be very restless. In the same manner, we all need pleasure or happiness, because Atma by nature is pleasure seeking. In the spiritual world, we have ocean of bliss, where the Lord is personally present and all his associates are present, and there is no old age, no disease, no death, there is ocean of bliss. But after coming here and disconnecting with the Lord, we are struggling here in this world and we need actual happiness. So there are many people who make a beginning in the chanting, and the chanting is difficult, so they gradually give up that struggle to chant nicely. And they try for pleasures in material circle. And that's where we say that I'm getting distracted in chanting. Why are we distracted? Because our mind goes to, mind thinks this path is very difficult, chanting and getting that ocean of bliss. And I have an easy way out. Let me go and eat ice cream, or let me eat a cake, or let me just watch some movie, or let me try this, let me try that. That's how our mind gets diverted to so many other engagements, either practical engagements or at least planning. One is thinking, I can do this, I can do that. So then the concentration is very badly affected, because we have alternative attractions other than the chanting of the holy name. So therefore, one of the ways by which we can bring the mind to the point of focused attention while chanting the holy name is, you know, chanting with a sambandha, which I told you. Now, what is a sambandha that we can experience? There are two levels. One is called siddha deha in the spiritual world, and here sadhana deha in the material world. In the siddha deha, we have five rasas in which we have sambandha with Krishna. Somebody is a gopa or a gopi or in vatsalya bhava. So that is very advanced. Right now, we are not in that platform. That is siddha deha, perfected body. Right now we have sadhana deha. In sadhana deha also you can have sambandha with Krishna. What type of sambandha? He is my master, I am his servant. And we should delight in this relationship. And the more we delight in this relationship, then we are likely to become, you know, more stronger in our chanting also. Just I'll show you one small. There's a beautiful song here.
सर्वस्वतोमार चरणे संपिया पोड़ी ची तोमार गरे
बोले
सर्वस्वतोमार चरणे संपिया पोड़े ची तोमार घरे तुमी तो ठाकुर तोमार कुकुर बोलिया जाना हो मोरे तुमी तो ठाकुर तोमार कुकुर बोलिया जाना हो मोरे
What is saying? Bhaktivinoda Thakur is singing this song. He is telling, Oh my dear Lord, I am like a dog. Tumara kukur, he is saying. I am a humble dog in your temple. A dog generally stands outside the house and then it protects the house, guards the house, you know. If somebody comes, he barks and drives away the thieves and rogues. Similarly, he is saying that, My dear Lord, I want to become your dog. He is saying, Tumara kukur. And Tumito Thakur, you are Thakur, you are my Swami, Master, and I am your dog, servant. Please understand this, my Lord, this is my relationship with you. So Bhaktivinoda Thakur aspires to become a dog of Supreme Lord, Krishna.
Bandhiya nikate amare palive rohe va tomara dware
Bandiyani kate amare palive rohivo tomara dware
Pratipadane re asite na devo rakhivo gade rapare
Pratipadane re asite na devo
He is saying, My dear Lord, I will always stand at the door and I will not allow any non-devotees and other such kinds of people who are trouble creators for you to come. I will guard the house or I will guard the temple, he is saying.
तवाने जा जान प्रसाद से बिया उच्चिष्ट राखी वे आहां
तवी जा जाने प्रसाद से बिया
उच्चिष्ट राखी वे आहां हमारा भोजन परमानंदे प्रतिदिन हवेता
हमारा भोजन परमानंदे प्रतिदिन हवेता
तवा निज जन मीन्स यू आर वेरी डियर डिवोटीज व्हेन दे टेक प्रसादम एंड व्हाट एवर रेमनेंट्स आर अवेलेबल आफ्टर दे फिनिश प्रसाद ही सेज दैट आई विल वेरी हैप्पीली अमारा भोजन दैट विल बी माय फूड Because your devotees are very dear to you. After they eat whatever remnants they leave for me, Parama Anande, I will take that as my daily food. That means not only I want to be a dog of you, I want to be a dog of your devotees also. I become servant of your devotees. He's saying. And then he's saying,
Bosiya Shuhiya Tomara Charana चिंते वासतत आमी बोसिया शुया तुम्हारा चरण
चिंते वासतत आमी
नाचिते नाचिते निकटे जाई वो जो कौन डाके वे तुम्हें
नाचिते नाचिते निकटे आई वो
कौन लाकी वे तुम्हें
He's saying, Bosiya Shuya, if I am sitting outside the house or if I am sleeping, Tomara charana chintibo satatami, I will always remember your lotus feet. Because you are my master. I am your servant. So I'll simply remember your lotus feet, whether I am sleeping, whether I am sitting. And then in case you call me, like a master calls a dog, hey Tommy, bring the newspaper. I will jump from my place. Nachite, nachite, I will come dancing to you. Ikade jaiba, I will come and stand right next to you. And as per your order, I will fulfill your whatever orders you give me. That is my role. So here you can see Bhaktivinoda Thakur, what is his feeling about his relationship with Krishna. He says that I am simply your servant like a dog. So in this way, now we are Hare Krishna devotees, we are wearing tila, kantimala. So when you are dancing, we should know I am Krishna's servant. He is my master. Radha and Krishna are my Swami and Swamini. I simply have to, you know, lovingly worship them, understand their greatness, understand my smallness. And when we strengthen this relationship, we will be very joyful. You don't need anything else in this world.
Nijera poshana kabuna bhavivo tohivo bhavera bhore. Nijera poshana kabuna bhavivo tohivo bhavera bhore. Bhakati vinoda tomare palaka boliya varana kore. Bhakati vinoda tomare palaka boliya varana kore.
He says, actually my dear Lord, my nourishment actually comes by your love for you. I don't need anything, he says. Because you are my very good maintainer, as a master. Because you take care of your servants so well. Your servants need not bother about anything. Just like a child need not bother anything about, you know, winter is coming or summer is coming or what about my tomorrow's food or where will I live. No. Child is taken care of by the parents. Like that you are taking care of me so well. Such a wonderful master. I am happy to be your dog. Like the Bhaktivinoda Thakur is singing. So, now in this song you got an idea of what is the consciousness of Bhaktivinoda Thakur. In this small but very beautiful song. Sarva Sarpamar Charane Sampiya. So, we can be either dog of Krishna or dog of Maya. That is our choice. Actually the dog is a very appropriate example because dog is very loyal. Dog has a lot of Swami Bhakta. It has a great devotion, devoted to the master. And dog will even lay down his life for the sake of master. So, we also have to become a loyal dog of the Supreme Lord. Then he'll be very pleased. Now, in order for us to be able to consider ourselves so insignificant and Lord to be great, therefore we need proper understanding of the Lord's position, which you have been hearing in many lectures. Lord Krishna, or the Supreme Lord is Lord Vasudeva, who is the Supreme Lord, who is the everlasting master, eternal master, imperishable master, and master in spiritual world, master in material world. He is everywhere. So this naturally teaches us he is Paramatattva. He is the Supreme Truth. There is no truth equal to him or greater than him. Okay, this may attract some reverence from your heart. Oh, he is the master of everyone and everything. Tam Ishwaranam Paramam Maheshwaram, Tam Daivatanam Paramam Cha Devatam, Patim Patiyana, leader of leaders. He is the supreme devata of all devatas. And nobody is equal to him or greater than him. But that is not enough. That actually brings you the respect for him as a very great person. All the acharyas like Ramanuja, Madhvacharya, Shankara, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, they all accepted his supremacy. Is very great. So we have to study from the scriptures and develop a very deep faith. Like a few days ago I was speaking about Krishna showing Vishwarupa Darshan. And within his mouth, showing the whole universe. So one boy had asked a question, Prabhuji, what is the proof? You know, how can we be sure that Krishna actually showed the Vishwarupa Darshan? Maybe it was some kind of magic show or something. One boy had asked. That means people have suspicion, people have doubts. Then how can they accept Krishna to be their master? Actually, little does a boy may know that Krishna is accepted as supreme by Madhvacharya, Ramanujacharya, our Purandara Dasa, Tyagaraja, and Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Shankara, all such great personalities. So however, we have faith in them that they are very exalted. They touch the lives of lakhs and crores of people. So if they have faith that Krishna is supreme, Achito Devalo Vyaso Swayam Chaiva Bravishime, then we can also have firm faith that he is the supreme. So one is to know his supremacy and his greatness. And also he is the owner of all the Shaktis. He is creator of material and spiritual worlds and everything. And then at the same time we have to know his compassionate aspect of how he is not just the master who is a punishing master or a controlling master. He is a very lovable master. Because you will see in the Srimad Bhagavatam, there is a description about, I'll just show you one verse, I'll show you. See what the gopis are singing this song. We will sing this.
Virachita bhayam Vishni dhuryate Charanamiyusham Samsruter bhaya Kara saroruham Kanta kamadam Shirasi dheginaha Shri karagraham.
See, the gopis are singing. Please read this. Take the mic.
O best of Rishnis, your lotus-like hand, which holds the hand of Goddess of Fortune, grants fearlessness to those who approach your feet out of fear of material existence. O lover, please place that wish-fulfilling lotus hand on your heads, on our heads.
Yes, because when Lord places the hand on, he's a Bharadaraj. If he touches our head, you know, your life will become entirely blessed. Like the Lord touched Prahlad on his head, Narasimha. What happened? Prahlad became completely cleansed of any dushan, any kind of pollution that may be there in his asuric birth, born in a Ugrajati. He was born in a Ugrajati, but that all became cleansed when Lord Narasimha touched his head. And Prahlad became completely enlightened. Similarly, Lord touched the head of Dhruva with a shankh. And result, Dhruva's whole body became like lightning, electrified, because Dhruva remembered. I mean, Dhruva had never gone to Gurukula, but he recited poetry, very powerful shlokas he recited in glorification of Lord Vishnu, subsequently. So in this way, gopis are saying that you have blessed Prahlad, you have blessed Prahlad, I mean Dhruva. Please kindly keep your head and keep your hand on our head and bless us too, because your hand is a Amrita, my hand. In the same way, Krishna with his own divine hands heals the wounds of Arjuna simply by his divine touch with the hand. So he has a hasta kamalam, we call it. So the hand is like a lotus. It can offer blessings. Varadaraj is keeping hand like this and giving Varada mudra. He can give benediction to anybody, whatever they may ask. He gave Dhruva Loka to Dhruva, isn't it? And there is nothing impossible for him to give. That is the power of his hands. Similarly, if you want to know the power of his lotus feet, one more verse I will show you.
Pranata dehinam papakarshanam pranacharanugam shreniketanam Pani Panarpitam
त्वपदाम्बुजम् कृणकुचेषु नः कृदिहृच्छयम्.
So they are saying, Pranatta Dehinam. If somebody surrenders to you, Krishna, at your lotus feet, Papa Karshanam. In your lotus feet, there is a lightning, what do you call it? There is a symbol of Vajra. That Vajra, thunderbolt, you know, destroys mountain of sinful reactions. Aham to aham sarva papebhyo moksha ishyami. And Trinachara Anugam Sriniketanam. And that lotus feet of you, by which you destroy all the sins, like, you know, Krishna's lotus feet is the place which purified the water of Viraja and turned it into Ganga, isn't it? Ganga became so pavan, so pavitra because of flowing from Krishna's lotus feet. And Krishna used the same lotus feet to bless Bali Maharaj by keeping the lotus feet on his head. And Bali became completely sanctified, purified by that. And that is the same lotus feet which Lakshmi is massaging always, eternally. And that is the same lotus feet which was you know, the dust of which made a stone back into Ahilya when Lord Rama went to Mithilapuri. In this way, his lotus feet is glorified, and it's the same lotus feet from where and with which he danced on the head of Kaliya and all the funny fanarpitam. Te pada ambujam. Your lotus feet danced on Kaliya's head and Kaliya became completely purified and transformed by the touch of your feet. In this way, his feet are glorified. His hands are glorified. Similarly, you know, Lord's, you know, glance is glorified also. When he glanced at the dead covered boys in the bank of Yamuna, after Kaliya had poisoned the Yamuna waters, the boys drank the water and they had died. And Krishna glanced at them and he brought them back to life. Even in the Upanishad, Shruti Mantras, it is said, Saha Aikshata. Lord looked at the spiritual world with his glance. And Saha Asrijata. Asrijata means, Srijata means to create. He created the material worlds. Sa Aikshata, he glanced at spiritual world, picked up the jivas and put them in the material world when they wanted to be independent. So his eyes are so mighty, so powerful. He can just pick up the jivas from there and put here simply by a glance. Can you imagine? Similarly, Lord Rama glanced at the ocean, of Indian Ocean, and the whole ocean boiled like hot water. Isn't it? All the aquatics were trembling. You know, at that time, Samudra Devata came running to Ram, begging for his mercy and protection of all the aquatics and everything. So his glances, see, his glance can produce boiling water, and his glance can mercifully save the dead covered boys also. Both work it can do. His glance can do. And he can transfer the jivas from spiritual to material situation. So powerful he is. You can see that. His eyes, glance is so powerful. So he can do so many things with his glance. Now I told you about the lotus feet. I told you about the hands. I told you about his glance. What is the power of his navel? From his navel comes the lotus flower in which Brahma is born. Is there any man in this world who can create a lotus from his navel and produce a four-headed child like what Lord could do? That is his magic. That is his miracle he can do. So one thing we should know, the Lord's body is completely spiritual and it has got many achinti shaktis. We should have a reformed faith in it. And Lord is divine. He is pure. Not only that, Krishna has a small baby, you know, was picked up by Putana, who breastfed him milk from her breast but smearing the breast with poison. Although he was a small baby, on the spot he didn't die. Rather, he sucked the milk along with the poison and he sucked her life air also. And that Putana ran out of the Nanda Bhavan into the field where there was a Kamsa's garden and she screamed loudly, Sa mancha mancha alameti pravashini. She said, hey, leave me, child, dangerous child. I never thought such a small child can be so dangerous and disastrous. But he was not leaving her. He was still in the breast only. So she lied down in Kamsa's forest in 12 miles long. Her belly was like a dried up lake. Her two breasts were like two mountain stones. And her two legs were like two big bridges. And she screamed loudly. So you can imagine, Rakshasi means she showed her Gora Rupam. must be stinking body when she died. Whereas when Krishna's two lips touched her body, her whole body was rendered fragrant. When they cut her body to pieces and they burned it, you know, like Agarbati smoke comes, like that it came. So this is the power of Krishna's fragrance. So he has Saurabhya. So, and in the same manner you can understand in this world, when a cuckoo coos, coo, coo, coo. So when you hear the sound, you can think, oh, if cuckoo can be so sweet, which is a creation of Krishna, how much his voice must be sweet? You can understand. In this way, one can understand everything about him is sweet. Everything about him is great. So, and with the different powers that he has in his body, which is not available for a common man. And some people say that, you know, okay, he was like a big yogi. No, he's not a yogi. He's Yogeshwar. Yogeshwar means all the yogis have to go and beg from Krishna, please give us some siddhis. Anima, mahima, lagima, prapti, yashita, vashita, kama, shaita, and all that. Amongst the yogis, the best yogi is Shiva. So Shiva is called Yogeshwar. And Krishna is called Yogeshwar. He is master of Shiva also. All the yogis surrender at Krishna's lotus feet. Yatra Yogeshwara Krishna, Yatra Partho Dhanurdharah, we say. So Krishna can make his body lighter than the lightest, heavier than the heaviest. He can do everything. Because he is the source of all the siddhis also. So, in this way, he is capable of avoiding any siddhis. He is capable of avoiding mukti. He is capable of avoiding bhukti, material pleasures in this world, either here or in heaven. What is that thing which he cannot give? He can give everything to his devotees also. So, somebody has a question, Prabhuji, if I want some material pleasures, can I go to Krishna? Krishna says, and the Srimad Bhagavatam, Satyam Dishatyartitam Artito Nrinam Naivartado Yat Punarartitayataha Swayam Vidate Bhajatam Anichatam Ichapidanam Nijapada Pallavam. It is said, yes, Supreme Lord Krishna also gives material benedictions to his devotees. But how he gives? Once you go to him for a material benediction, you get it. You will never ever ask him for any more material benedictions. Dhruva went to ask for one kingdom. After that, he never asked for any material benediction. Why? Because along with the material benediction, Krishna gives the honey of his lotus feet. By drinking which, one becomes so delighted and so satisfied that one will not ask for any more material benedictions. One becomes a pure devotee by that. Like that, it is said in the Bhagavatam. He gives bhakti for the devotees. And once you get the bhakti, then you possess Krishna only. Then what more you want? If you have Krishna, Krishna can provide anything. So one should know, in this way, by knowing about the position of the Lord, his greatness and our insignificance. So for us to know our insignificance, what we have to do? We have to hear about Kala, effect of Kala, effect of Karma, effect of three gunas, how powerful they are in this world, and the effect of Trivida Tap in this world, effect of the six whips in our life. Like six whips are Kshut, Pipasa, Shoka, Moha, and Jara, Mrityu. Old age and death, lamentation and illusion, and hunger and thirst. We are all whipped by these six things in this world. And we have six anarthas in our mind, kama, krodha, mada, lobha, moha, matsarya, all these things. Kama, krodha, lobha, mada, moha, matsarya. So these six are our six impurities in our mind, which we are struggling with also. Internally we have these six impurities, and externally we are being whipped by those six. And there is also Trivida Tapa, Adi Atmika, Adi Bhautika, Adi Daivika. Then there are also fourfold problems of life, which is Janma, Mrityu, Jara, Vyadi in this world. And they are also troubling us in this world. And not only that, in front of Maya we are very tiny. Just like if a small baby is lying on the road, a big elephant comes and lifts his feet. What can the baby do? Baby doesn't even know how to sit or how to even turn around. It's a newborn tender baby. So Maya is like mighty like an elephant and we are tiny like a baby. But Krishna gives hope and assurance for us that if you surrender to me, Maya cannot touch you. Mameviye prapadyante, Maya me tam tarantite. And we have to see how insignificant we are. In this corona period, many countries are trying to open and then they are closing again, lockdown again. Why? Modern man, with all his advancement in science and technology and medicine, cannot, you know, work against Durga Mata, Durga Devi. Huh? What will they do with the cyclones and tornadoes and, I mean, with earthquakes and tsunamis, floods, and this kind of pandemic? Huh? So we are insignificant. So we have to know how tiny I am. I am a tiny jiva, not the ultimate Lord. Huh? We have to know our position. And we have to know Krishna's greatness as well as his sweetness. So then the Sambandha Jnana becomes very strong. So initially our Sambandha is, he is my Swami and I am his Das. Like we sang that poem, Sarvasva Tvamar. Now as we advance in this understanding and chanting, gradually we can come to the understanding of Krishna being our Master affection for Krishna is awakened. Initially, we have attraction, then there is attention, then there is attachment, and then there is, eventually as we grow further, absorption and then affection. So, then you can see our acharyas have sung one song, I'll sing just now. Very beautiful song it is.
Radha Krishna Prana Mora Yugala Kishore. Radha Krishna Prana Mora Yugala Kishore. Jivane Marane Gate Arnahi Mor.
Jivane Marane Gate Arnahi Mor.
Kalindira Kule Kele Kadambero Vana.
Kalindira Kule Kele Kadambera Vana.
Ratana Vedera Para Bhusavo Dujana.
Ratana Vedera Upar.
Shama Gaure Ange Divo Chandanera Ganda.
Shama Gauri Ange Divo Chandanera Ganda.
Namaradulava Kave Eri Mukha Chanda.
Chamara Dhulabo Kabe Eri Mukha Chandra.
Datiya Mala Tir Mala Divodohar Gale.
Datiya Mala Tir Mala Dibodohar Gale.
Adhare Tuzi Alibo Karpura Tambule.
Adhare Tuzi Alibo Karpura Tambule.
Dalita Vishakha Yadi యత సఖీ వృంద
విశాఖావదీ చత సఖీ వృంద
ఆజ్ఞాయా కురేవా సేవా చరణారవింద
ఆజ్ఞాయా కురేవో సేవా చరణారవింద
శ్రీ కృష్ణ చైతన్య ప్రభు రాధేరను
శ్రీ కృష్ణ చైతన్య ప్రభు దశరను
సేవాభిలాష కరే నరోత్తమ
సేవాభిలాష కరే నరోత్తమ
హరే కృష్ణ 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 హరే 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 రామ 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 హరే హరే
హరే కృష్ణ 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 హరే 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 రామ 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 హరే హరే
సో ఇన్ దట్ సాంగ్ ద పోయట్ నరోత్తమ దాస్ ఠాకూర్ ఇస్ టెలింగ్ మై డియర్ లార్డ్ వెన్ విల్ ద టైమ్ కమ్ రాధా అండ్ కృష్ణ ఆర్ మై ప్రాణ్ ఈ సేయింగ్ దే ఆర్ మై లైఫ్ అండ్ సోల్ యుగల్ కిషోర్ యుగల్ మీన్స్ ద రాధా అండ్ కృష్ణ కపుల్ జీవనే మరణయది ఆర్ నహి మోర్ ఈ సేస్ దట్ ఇన్ లైఫ్ అండ్ డెత్ ఐ విల్ కంటిన్యూ వర్షిపింగ్ దమ్ విచ్ మీన్స్ ఇఫ్ ఐ ఐమ్ లివింగ్ నౌ ఐ విల్ వర్షిప్ దమ్ ఆఫ్టర్ ఐ డై ఐ విల్ కంటిన్యూ వర్షిపింగ్ దమ్ ఇన్ ద నెక్స్ట్ లైఫ్ ఆర్ ఇఫ్ ఐ గో బ్యాక్ టు గాడ్ ఐ విల్ కంటిన్యూ వర్షిపింగ్ దర్ ఆల్సో ఇన్ దిస్ వే హీ ఈస్ సేయింగ్ దట్ ఐ వాంట్ టు ఆఫర్ చందన్ టు ద ఫేర్ అండ్ డార్క్ ఫేసెస్ రాధారాణి ఫేస్ ఇస్ ఫేర్ అండ్ కృష్ణ ఫేస్ ఇస్ శ్యామ్ వర్ణ ఐ వాంట్ అప్లై చందన్ టు ద టూ బ్యూటిఫుల్ మూన్ లైక్ ఫేసెస్ ఇట్స్ వెరీ పర్సనల్ సర్వీస్ అండ్ ఈ సేయింగ్ ఐ విల్ స్టాండ్ బై ద సైడ్ ఆఫ్ లలిత అండ్ విశాఖ అండ్ గివ్ దమ్ ద చామర్ పీకాక్ ఫెదర్ టు ఆఫర్ వర్షిప్ టు యూ ఇన్ ద స్పిరిచువల్ వరల్డ్ దట్ మీన్స్ అసిస్టింగ్ ద సఖీస్ అండ్ సిమిలర్లీ సమ్ ఆఫ్ ద గోపీస్ ఆర్ ప్లేయింగ్ మృదంగం సమ్ ఆర్ ప్లేయింగ్ కర్తాల్ సమ్ ఆర్ మేకింగ్ గార్లెండ్ అండ్ సమ్ ఆర్ సింగింగ్ అ సాంగ్ ఫర్ ద ప్లెజర్ ఆఫ్ ద డివైన్ కపుల్ సో యూ విల్ ఫైండ్ దట్ ఇన్ ద స్పిరిచువల్ వరల్డ్ రాధా అండ్ కృష్ణ ఆర్ ద పివటల్ పర్సన్స్ కృష్ణ ఓన్లీ ఎక్స్పాన్షన్ రాధారాణి ద ఫెమినైన్ కౌంటర్ పార్ట్ ఆఫ్ కృష్ణ హూ ఈస్ మోర్ మర్సిఫుల్ దాన్ కృష్ణ ఆల్సో ద అండ్ షీ అట్రాక్ట్స్ ఆల్ ద జీవాస్ బై హర్ వాత్సల్య భావ ట్రీట్స్ ద జీవాస్ లైక్ హర్ చిల్డ్రన్ అండ్ షీ అట్రాక్ట్స్ కృష్ణ బై హర్ డివోషన్ సో దిస్ ఇస్ అడ్వాన్స్ స్టేజ్ వేర్ నరతమాస్ ఠాకూర్ ఈస్ టాకింగ్ ఇన్ టర్మ్స్ ఆఫ్ ద సిద్ధ దేహ ఎర్లియర్ ఐ టోల్డ్ యూ సాధనా దేహ సాధనా దేహ ద సాంగ్ ఐ సాంగ్ వాస్ సర్వస్వ తోమార్ ఐఎమ్ యువర్ డాగ్ యు ఆర్ మై మాస్టర్ దట్ ఇస్ ద సాధనా దేహ అండర్స్టాండింగ్ ఇన్ సిద్ధ దేహ యు బికమ్ వన్ ఆఫ్ ద గోపాస్ ఆర్ ద గోపీస్ అండ్ ఇన్ ఎటర్నల్ లీలా యు అసిస్ట్ ఎవ్రీ జీవ హ్యాస్ ద ఆపర్చునిటీ టు కనెక్ట్ విత్ కృష్ణ విత్ రిగ్రెట్ యాస్ ఇట్ ఇస్ రిటర్న్ హియర్ అండ్ వర్షిప్ హిమ్ విత్ రెస్పెక్ట్ అండ్ అండ్ చాంట్ విత్ డిలైట్ అండ్ గో బ్యాక్ టు హిమ్ So this sambandha has to be very strongly revived. So one who feels this sambandha, sambandha jnana in the mind, then their feelings will arise. Because mind has three aspects, thinking, feeling and willing. So for thinking you need knowledge. Without knowledge what will you think? Right now our mind is filled with so much of the material world. Therefore we are unable to think of Krishna. So therefore we have to fill up our mind by reading the Gita. Like I told you, the Bhagavad Gita teaches us about Kala, Karma, Guna, how powerfully they are acting, how insignificant we are. And when you read the Srimad Bhagavatam, that talks about the greatness and sweetness of Krishna. So Gita will teach you how you are a Jiva and Bhagavatam will teach you how Krishna is your master, very thoroughly, both of them. will teach. So Gita and Bhagavatam, these two books, when they are studied well, then Sambandhanyan will be very strongly established. And those people who are able to, very fortunately after millions of lifetimes, strongly identify that I don't have any other identity, I am only Krishna Das or Krishna Dasi, they are very fortunate. Because for them to engage in Bhakti Yoga becomes very natural. And they adopt the mood of service. I want to serve. Seva. I want to do Seva Bhav. I have seen some devotees fold from the Prabhuji, kuch seva hato bulaiye, kuch seva hato dijiye. They want to do service always. Srila Prabhupada asked his guru, how can I serve you? So in this way, we adopt that mood of not only servant of the Lord, but servant of the devotees. And my only prerogative is to render service. Because when you are chanting Hare Krishna, you are actually asking for service. So last time I spoke about the method. Now today I'm speaking about the mood and mellows. I will show you some of the prayers now. It will be very easy for you to appreciate now. Yeah, Bhuta is the prayer. Please read it.
I am by nature the eternal servant of Krishna. But because of my bad fortune, I have been inimical towards Krishna from time immemorial. Identifying with my body, I have been continuously wandering in the cycle of birth and death and in the material world, suffering the burning threefold miseries. As a result of some unimaginable good fortune, I have attained the mercy of my spiritual master, and now I know that I am Krishna's eternal servant. I am infinitesimal spiritual being, completely apart from gross and subtle body. I have obtained good fortune of serving lotus feet of Sri Guru. Under his order, I am following in his footsteps to serve the lotus feet of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and Gandharvika Giridhari.
Like that. In the Pancharatra Pradipa, this is said. This is called Bhuta Shuddhi prayers. How to cleanse our body and mind by offering this prayer. So we are completely aloof from this gross body and subtle body. These are all covering superfluous over the soul. And the gross body is also impure, subtle body is also impure. Gross body is impure with flesh and bones and stool, urine, bile, mucus, putam and all these things. Subtle body is impure with kama, krodha, lobha, moha, madha, matsari, all these things. But the soul is completely pure inside these two coverings. So we have got these two coverings to try to make an effort to enjoy separate from Krishna in this world. But if you engage these two things in Krishna service, then and also reinstate ourselves in the right identity, we'll go back to him. So let us read one more prayer. See, Sanat Kumar Samhita gives five prayers that awards one direct service to Radha Krishna. So let us see. Read this, Sanat Kumar Samhita.
Sanat Kumar Samhita states that recitation of following five prayers quickly awards one the direct service of Radha Krishna. Since the Hare Krishna Maha Mantra is Yugala Mantra, not different from Radha Krishna, one can also offer this prayers to Maha Mantra. In this Japa meditation technique, one should mentally repeat these prayers while simultaneously chanting Japa. O Radha Krishna, please rescue me from ocean of birth and death. Please save me from the problems of born of home, family and friends. Please break to the pieces the fears of your surrendered devotees. Dukhira Sagare Par Karo.
Yeah.
O Radha Krishna, today I might place myself and everything I possess in this life or in the next at your lotus feet. Manasa deho geho yo kichu mor arapilu tuapade. O Radha Krishna, I am an abode of all offenses. I have abandoned all spiritual duties. I have no shelter. O Radha Krishna, O my Lord, please give me your shelter. Give shelter. O Master of Radha, I am yours. O Beloved of Lord Krishna, I am yours. I offer my thoughts,
see,
words.
O Master of Radha means Krishna, correct, no? I am yours. O Beloved of Lord Krishna means who is that?
Radha.
Radha, I am yours. That means we are saying both of them, I belong to you. Yeah.
I offer my thoughts, words and deeds to both of you. You both are the goal of my life, Radha Krishna Pranamora. O Radha Krishna, you are like two great oceans of mercy. Please be merciful to me. I take shelter of you and surrender unto you. Although I am a sinner and an offender, please engage me in your divine service.
Yeah. So let us see each of these prayers. If you see, the first prayer talks about freedom from, you know, there are so many problems in our family, you know, with our friend circle in home, we get caught up in it and then we forget spiritual life. So please help me rise above them. And also that is an immediate problem. And then the bigger problem is ocean of birth and death. You know, here like Lord Chaitanya says, no? Hainanda tanaja kinkaram patitam mamishame bavambudau kripaya tava pada pankajastita dolisadrisham vichintaya. He says, somehow or other I have fallen into this ocean of birth and death, my Lord. Please pick me up and place me in your lotus feet as one of the millions of devotees. Like that is praying. That's the first one. And the second one he says, similar to that, manasa deha geho, jokichumur arpiladopa. Whatever I possess, you know, whatever you have given me, my Krishna, I give it all back to you. And you can own me, take me. I am also yours. That is the second prayer. And then the third prayer talks about our weaknesses and limitations. I am committing so many offenses and I have abandoned my spiritual duties. My chanting is pathetic and I have no shelter. I am like a street dog running here and there without a master. I have forgotten you as my master. So the third one presents about our weaknesses and limitations. And the fourth one talks about Radha and Krishna. How I belong to you. Oh Radha, I belong to you. Krishna, I belong to you. I am yours. Sakritapi prapanno yam tavasmi iti yachate abhayam sarvadatasmai dadam yetat vratamama. That verse says that if somebody says sakrit eva prapannoyam, only once you surrender in your life saying, oh Radha, oh Krishna, I am yours, I am your tiny jiva, please engage me in the service to your lotus feet. And they will become very pleased and they will engage our thought, word and deed in wonderful devotional service. And the last, fifth one talks about begging for their mercy and surrendering to them, and I am a sinner and offender. Although I have no qualification, still I am begging you to protect me, save me. Such beautiful prayer. Then apart from this, okay, I will show you something. Okay, this one. See, Gaur Nitai and Panchatattva Mantra, which you all are chanting also. Yeah, please read this.
Gaur Nitai and the Panchatattva Mantra. As living entity needs shelter to exist in this world, every devotee needs shelter to practice bhakti and advance in spiritual life. Rupa Goswami says that bhakti sadhana cannot even begin without the blessings and shelter of the Guru. He mentions Guru Padashray first. According to Swarup Damodar, each member of Panchatattva embodies a particular form of shelter. Sincere devotees approach each member humbly to beg for his mercy and shelter in order to progress in bhakti.
Yeah, Srivas Thakur, you see, he is Shuddha Nama Ashray. His Narada Muni come in the form of Srivas Thakur. So we chant Jai Sri Krishna Chaitanya, Prabhu Nityananda, Shri Advaita, Gadadhara, Srivasadi, Gaur Bhakta Vrinda. This is called Panchatattva Mahamantra. So by chanting this Mahamantra, our offenses will be stopped. And then we can chant Ariksha Mantra very nicely. Otherwise, without the Panchatattva Mantra, you know, our chanting Hare Krishna is infested with a lot of offenses. And then we don't cleanse the heart easily. So it's very important that before every round you chant Hare Krishna, chant this Panchatattva Mahamantra. So in that, if you see, Gauranga Mahaprabhu or Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is Rasa Ashray. And Nityananda Prabhu is the Prema Ashray. And Gadadhara Pandit is Bhava Ashray. And Advaita Acharya is Pancharatrika Vidhi Ashray. And Srivas Thakura Shuddha Nama Ashray. So there are five shelters available when you chant the Panchatattva Mantra. That means, you know, he will give you Shuddha Nama Ashray, Srivas Thakura. That means gradually you will start chanting pure name of Krishna. And Advaita Acharya worshipped the Lord with Ganga Jal and Tulasi, Pancharatrika Vidhi Ashray. And Gadadhara Pandit is Radha Rani, from whom Lord Krishna took the Bhava. So he is called Bhava Ashray. And Nityananda Prabhu is Balaram Prema Ashray. And Gauranga Mahaprabhu is Chaitanya, who is Rasa Ashray. So this is a powerful mantra, Panchatattva Mantra we can chant. And then in this way, we can do wonders in our chanting. We can advance very easily. Then I want to show you one more thing. There are many prayers which can be offered. I will give you these notes. You can go through these notes yourself. But I want to show you some other prayers. You can repeat after me.
Aparadha sahasrani kriyante aharnisham maya dasoham iti mam matva kshamasva madhusudhana.
Yeah. Day and night I make thousands of offenses. O Madhusudan, thinking of me as your servant, kindly forgive them.
Yeah. Pratignatava
Govinda
Name Bhakta Pranashyati
Iti
Samsmritya Samsmritya
Pranan
Sandharayamyaham.
O Govinda, your promise is that your devotee will never perish. By remembering this over and over again, I am able to retain my life airs.
Sthiti Seva Gatir Yatra
Smritish
Chinta Stutir Vachah
Bhuyat Sarvatmana
Vishnu
Madiyam Tvayi Cheshtitam.
O Lord Krishna, let my normal condition be service. Let my movement be holy pilgrimage. Let my thought be remembrance of you. Let my words be glorification of you. O Krishna, may all activities of my mind, body and soul be ever engaged in your service.
See, just see, not only we should say Krishna is my master, I am his servant. After accepting ourselves as a servant, these are the kind of prayers we have to offer. When we offer this type of prayers, desiring to become his servant and presenting our disqualifications, then we can very easily, just like a beggar, if he is begging you, you feel sympathy for him and then you give some alms to him. Similarly, Lord will also take sympathy on us. So, and now, today I could speak about, the second door, the mind, thinking and feeling. These are the feelings we should cultivate. The willing aspect is to very attentively, hold the japamala and not miss any money. We have to attentively move it. So chant, please all of you repeat, chant audibly. Pronounce clearly. Hear attentively. So that is, if you do, then your willing aspect is nicely engaged. Thinking, feeling and willing. So in this way, there is one more song I couldn't sing today, which is Hari Hari Vifale Janam Agavaino. Narthamada Saku song. That song also is about a feeling, how we should feel in our heart when you are approaching the chanting of the holy name. So this is the second door, preparing our mind to receive the Lord through His holy name. And the third door is the heart, which we will not talk today. In the future sessions I will speak, because that door you and I cannot open. Who will open that door? Krishna will open. And the door is exactly similar to the altar in our temple. So altar in the temple hall opens from inside or from outside? Inside. So when the Lord Radha Krishna tell the Pujari, "Hey Pujari, now you open the door." Lord inspires him in the heart, so he opens the door, then he gives darshan. So I will say a few words about it in the next class. Actually, we can prepare our heart in such a way that Lord will be inspired and attracted by our consciousness, and then he will open the door and he'll give darshan. That's a third thing. So the bodily door, the mental door, and the door of the heart. Three doors. So we discussed many things today. You go through the notes and because these things are necessary for us to have a right attitude. And then while chanting, never think about, oh, I have to chant 16 rounds or 8 rounds, how many are over. Don't think about that. When you pick up the bead bag, just only, your focus should be only in two words only, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. Today is Ekadashi day. Here many of our devotees chanted 64 rounds today. All day we have been chanting, morning to evening. So nobody bothers about today finished 2 now or 4 now. No, you just sit, take the beads, two words, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Keep on doing and it will become very relishable as you keep chanting. Let us not become furtive in chanting. You just keep doing 1 round, 2 round, 3 rounds. You will be able to do 32 rounds, 25 rounds, people do. So, the whole idea is, the chanting, if it is imbued with this type of attitudes which we talked today, then the chanting will be a very prayerful and relishable experience. Oh Krishna, please engage me in your service. Let me love you. Let me serve you. Let me give up my material motives. Let me not mistreat the other living entities in this world. Or let me become more serious. Let me become more sincere. Let me not be captivated by Maya. Please protect me. These are the kind of thoughts that arise in the devotee's heart. And then when one is chanting the holy name, it is very effective. Let us take some questions now. A volume they can reduce my every day is like that. They have put us, it's going up the gate. Anil Prabhu is asking from Pennsylvania. Are there boundaries existing between earthly planets and hellish planets within one Brahmanda? Are both Yogamaya and Mahamaya forms of Goddess Durga? Or are they expansions of Goddess Lakshmi? Actually, there are no boundaries. Of course, when God wants to put boundary, He doesn't have to make a wall like you and I make. We just, if we don't have qualification to go to a certain place, we cannot go. And Lord knows what to do. There is no need of any physical boundary. They are all planets, 14 planetary systems. And regarding the Yogamaya and Mahamaya, I told you, Yogamaya and Mahamaya are only same only. In the spiritual world, she is called Yogamaya, and the material world, she is called Mahamaya. The forms may be different, just like in Dwaraka, she is existing as Subhadra, Yogamaya. In the material world, she is existing as Durga, Mahamaya. Yeah, they are all expansions of, they are all Shakti. Subhadra is Krishna's sister. Similarly, in the material world, Durga is also Krishna's sister. And her, she is consort of Lord Shiva. Okay, Harshad Prabhu is asking, I am 34, I am on the verge of marriage, I stay with mother, I am very transparent to prospects whom I meet. Whenever I say I would like to continue Krishna consciousness after my marriage, my maintaining husband duties, still girls and their parents reject me, as they feel later on I will leave my house and live in temple permanently. Even after clarifying, they refused me. Please guide how to resolve the issue. You can go through devotees. If there are devotee girls, they won't have any problem. Go to marriage bureau, connect with somebody like you are in Bombay, connect with Adikesha Prabhu or somebody like Krishna Chandra Prabhu. They will help you. How to remain calm, even if someone started ignoring us whom we love. You can't expect everyone to love you in this world. That's the world we are living in. If you don't get love from one, you get from another. You get from mother, father, so many. So one has to know. Actually, when you come to Krishna consciousness, you advance. If you are reading Bhagavad Gita as it is regularly, you will learn this things. Prabhupada teaches it in his purports. Someone was asking, after going through Prabhupada's books and his devotees' lectures, I knew that I have to do many things like I have to be balanced and material and spiritual duties have to progress and Krishna consciousness. I have to take care of my family and job, but even after knowing so much, I am not able to take any single step to any of this. I feel myself paralyzed. The gap of knowing and doing is continuously increasing. For example, I see self-determination videos and lectures, but my determination is still zero. Please let me know what I should do. Those videos are not going to help so much. They are so superficial. It's like a blowing on the boil. Imagine you have a boil. It will be very cooling. But after they stop blowing, it will again be burning. Krishna consciousness is a solution. And you need one senior devotee who is guiding you, and you have to faithfully follow him. Actually, if you don't have determination to follow, then we have to get kicks from Maya. And Maya's kicks will teach us a lesson. You heard about Laton ka Bhut. Paton se manta nahi, vede se no. So, we have only two choices in this world. You will see that either you follow the walk the path of God that He is teaching you, be a responsible man, perfect in material life, perfect your spiritual life, and go back to Godhead. And if you don't do that, then you know nature will teach us lessons, and you have to wait for that. You will get it, then you will learn lessons. Ramlingam Prabhu is asking, I used to chant 16 rounds, but now I am finding it difficult how to again get back to track. So you are in Nizamabad. Nizamabad, there is one Sitaram Prabhu's group is there, devotees are there, they have programs. So if you write to us, voicemedia.pune@gmail.com, I will connect you to Sitaram Prabhu and he will give you Nizamabad address. If you come in the company of devotees, it's very easy to revive your 16 rounds. Piyush Gupta Prabhu is asking, is it a bhakti to devote the business company, its mission, goal towards Krishna, running it with devotion towards Krishna, being anasakt, trying to be 100% to work, devoting most of the profit towards spreading Krishna consciousness, or initiation and vairagya is the only true way to bhakti? Oh yes, you can also give profits and serve Krishna in that way. You read Bhagavad Gita 12.10, verse number. Prabhupada says there that a businessman can actually be sympathetic to the propagation of Krishna consciousness and assist the preachers. If you do that, that is also service. That's also perfect. Govinda is asking from Brijesh. Recently in Mayapur Jagannath Rath Yatra, I have seen devotee using dhoti tasa. What is tasa? Dhol tasa. Dhol tasa is normally used in Ganapati visarjan or marriage. Is it okay? Can we also use it in Pune also? What is that? Oh, drums. Sometimes for outside procession we use sometimes. Yeah, we have used in our Rath Yatra also for outside procession. In temple we don't use. Temple we have mridangam karta. Vaibhu Prabhu is asking, where can I get prayers, what you mentioned in your today's lecture? I will be putting it in live.radheshyamdas.com. Game, yeah. Oh, sorry, this will be put in, you have to go to device only. Okay, you can go to www.dys.radheshyamdas.com. There you will get, on today's date you will get, and device stands for discover yourself. So dys.radheshyamdas.com, you go there. There are many lessons there. Today's one you see. There we will put this attached file today, okay? Okay, and then here one more devotee is asking a long question. Okay, I am unable to do any good for both my spiritual and material duties. I took a break from 1 week from my office and did a lot of root cause analysis and discussion with my spouse. I came up with a plan and schedule to address all our issues. Once again, after working for 3-4 days, again, I am back to square one, unable to follow anything which I discussed in full detail. I always get a feeling that I am not doing anything, wasting both my time and this human birth. I feel that I think or plan too much, but when it comes to do any action, I am not able to do any justice. So my plans are not getting converted into actions. So I request you to please advise, what should I do? And let any action, I am not able to do any justice. So my plans... Sorry, where is that? Yeah. Okay, so my plans. Okay. I'm not able to do any justice. My plans are not getting converted into actions. Yeah. Yeah, you have detected the problem already. You are just planning. Yeah, actually if we only plan and we don't act, we are daydreamers. We don't, therefore it is good not to plan too much. See, you have spent 3 days, 4 days, what do they need for planning so much? Plan a little and execute a little. Like today morning you get up and plan for today and execute it today. And then tomorrow morning plan for tomorrow and execute that tomorrow. Otherwise we just keep piling up plans and it remains in paper. It never happens in real life. I don't know whether you are chanting regularly. So you chant regularly first. Because when you do chanting very attentively, then you get the support of the Lord who gives you the right intelligence. He says, Dadame buddhi yogam tam yena mam upayantite. I will give you the intelligence by which you can come to me. Lord says that. So you have that opportunity. If you chant nicely, and after the chanting you pray to Lord, please give me the buddhi by which I can implement some of the things that I am planning. And you will get that intelligence, yeah. Okay, where is that? This one? After that. Okay, Rajeshidharpa is asking, like Kirtanand Maharaj introduced new technique to attract more people and invest, like worshipping Jesus, etc. I feel something is one of the Ranaswami Maharaj is also following in his footsteps, saying, G.E.V. Gaur Gopal Pu Annamrita, please explain. Actually, Govardhanaka village, Maharaj has made a Vrindavan forest which is exactly in line with the Prabhupada's desire for New Vrindavan. Prabhupada said seven temples should be made in seven hills. And till date, it has not happened in New Vrindavan. Only one temple is partially made. And lot of money is required. And if you make seven temples in seven hills, so many devotees are not there. Now to worship all the deities. So Paramahansa Radhanath Maharaj, what he did all of them in Govardhanaka village. And every bit of the the Vrindavan village is given by Prabhupada's vision given by Prabhupada. If you don't know, you can write to Gauranga Prabhu, he can mail you. Or you can visit GV and ask the devotees there, Prabhu, on what basis this Govardhanaka village is made, this Vrindavan forest is made. Ask them. Don't assume anything on your own. Actually, assuming can become offensive. Similarly, Annamrita you are talking about. Annamrita or Food Relief Foundation, which is going on in different places. It's not only His Holiness Radhanath Swami Maharaj is doing. It is done all over the country. You will find that every temple is doing it. And additionally, because they are getting very easy donations for running it. And they are not running it themselves, they are running it through there are so many people who are karmis, who are very ready for hard working, running such a kind of foundation. Like I had gone to one place, Kakinada, I think. I saw there is one fellow having a school, some Sai school or something, with a mustache, he is chanting one or two rounds, Hare Krishna. And he is running Annamrit, they are giving out thousands and thousands of plates, and our Revitraman Prabhu has given him the responsibility. Revitraman Prabhu is himself not doing it. He has arranged somebody to do like that. So there are many people in the society who want to work hard for the society. If they could be engaged in doing the Annamrita, which brings it goes to school children. But the people who are cooking are devotees from Bengal or something like that, from Mayapur or something. And they offer it very carefully to the Lord, and then it goes as prasad. And it's not only here, all over the country, there are lakhs of plates of prasadam being distributed every day. With respect to Gaur Gopal Prabhu, I have already spoken in the past. If you haven't heard, you have to go back. 3-4 times these questions came, I have already spoken. Gaur Gopal Prabhu is getting up early in the morning, doing his Mangalarti, everything, chanting Hare Krishna 16 rounds, and his humble devotee Vaishnava, similar to Jai Shetty in London. Maharaj said they both are humble devotees. They are well behaved, and they have Vaishnava conduct, and they are people with character. In their personal lives, they study the Shastra. And Maharaj said, this is bridge preaching. People who otherwise will never come to ISKCON at all, people who have already problems with ISKCON, would have turned away, now they are all coming now. Many of them are appreciating, Maharaj said, ISKCON. So, and he is actually doing it under the blessings of his spiritual master. He is not just doing independently on his own for self-aggrandizement or something. So I have told you the summary, and I have spoken about it before also. My point is, if you judge anything about Vaishnavas, it's better that you go and clarify with them. Otherwise, you assume something, it can be very dangerous for our spiritual life. And generally what happens when you judge something, we may talk to other people also about it. I am also very much opposed to preaching to people general things without telling about Krishna. But I talk about it in general. But otherwise, when it comes to a person like this, any one individual, you have to check in whose consultation is he doing it. You go and ask him. There are already discussions many people are doing, so you better clarify. Satyanandan Nimaya Prabhu is asking from California, how to fill cavity of association in COVID era? Through Zoom. Through Zoom, we have many, many classes going on, online platform also. Google Meet. Google Meet. These are ways by which we connect with devotees. That's what we are doing nowadays. Some devotees are even chanting with other devotees. In Zoom chanting they are doing, Zoom question answers, Zoom online hearing lectures. Therefore, I have been doing it every day like this. Kamala Priyamath is asking, if we share what we are doing, our schedule, etc., chanting extra rounds, hearing lectures, reading to others, immediately my motivation comes down. How I engage my kids? Whatever, immediately Maya will attack me. Why will this happen? If someone asks, how you schedule your day and how you are engaging your kids means how to say answer to them. I hope you understand my question. Okay. Thank you so much for listening. I enjoy a lot. Okay. So now, with respect to your schedule, chanting, hearing, reading, when you tell to other people, your motivation comes down and then you become slack in that. Actually, what you can think, since I have told others, now I have to do it. For example, if you told others that every day instead of chanting 16 rounds, I try to chant 20, then you may think that, oh, I already told that I am chanting 20, now I have to do it. So you can take it as a responsibility. And also with respect to how do you engage the kids, actually if you are engaging kids very nicely, you share with another Mataji, it's a great service for them. And that's what I do. If some grihastha devotees are doing nice things in their home now, when they write to me, with their permission, I send it across to many other grihasthas. See, they are doing so nicely. You all can do it. Actually, we all can share the good things that we are doing with others, and we can also pray to them, please bless me that this good thing I will continue doing for a long, long time. So we can seek their blessings. We don't have to fear that our motivation will go away. Or maybe sometimes we may become proud that I told them I am doing this and we may lose the strength to do it. It's not like that. In Vaishnava circles, by sharing good ideas or notes, materials, things that Krishna has provided us, because there is only one person who cannot have monopoly of everything, which is Krishna himself. All knowledge comes from him originally. So we can share with others, and we can also take it as a commitment, because we are telling somebody I am doing this, so we should try to do it. So I answered all the questions. So I was expecting more questions on methods, moods, mellows today, because I was speaking on the topic, I sang some song also. Or I expected some direct questions on chanting improvement, which is what was the main subject today. So I had devoted 3 classes for it, or 2 classes. 3 classes, yeah. One class I showed you some PowerPoint, then the last class we did on methods, and today I did on mood and mellows. I pray that the content of what I spoke today, in case any of you joined the lecture late, please go back and hear, because this is the heart of chanting. While chanting, like today we are chanting many, many rounds on Ekadashi day, it's simply not possible for you to go on chanting many rounds unless we are preparing our heart to have a Vaishnava consciousness. If you have a Vaishnava consciousness, like what Bhaktivinoda Thakur is singing, Narthabhadas Thakur is singing, it's very easy to chant. Chanting will be a blissful experience. It will not be a struggling experience. So therefore, I devoted my time in that today instead of talking about simply techniques and tools. If you are only talking techniques and tools, you sit erect and you keep your eyes semi-closed and, avoid all distraction and so many things we can say, but they are all external. But what we talk today is actually preparing our mind. Because once our mind prepares like the way I read out today from some of the notes, then you will see that such a prayerful attitude empties the mind of all the other distractions. Accepting our original position as servant of Krishna, insignificant, and Krishna being great and sweet, and in a prayerful mood requesting him to engage in our services. This mood, not only during chanting we have to cultivate it all day. Wherever you may be a housewife, you may be an office going man, you may be a young boy or a young girl, whoever we be. This is reality. The scriptures teach us sambandha jnana, sambandha between jiva and Krishna, jiva and maya. So this sambandha is very important. Then the abhideya will be very relishable, enjoyable. Abhideya is actually the actual chanting and devotional service. Thank you very much. Shri Prabhupada ki.